I don't mind to talk like this. I know people say, well, Brother Waldfogel's a carp. No, sir. I'm not aiming at you at all. Go where you belong. I'm talking to those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. I'm talking to those who cry, oh, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I can point you to a fountain that's filled with blood. Blood of the Lamb of God. And as you plunge into that fountain, you'll come out whiter than the snow. And I'll bring you to the throne of the Lamb. Hallelujah. He's in the midst of the throne. And he has all power. And he has all wisdom. And he says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. Oh, the Spirit of truth is the fountain of life, is the stream of life that flows from the very heart of the Father and brings life wherever it is received. Beloved, why are we not filled with the Holy Ghost? We don't pay the price. We don't make the Lord, who is my refuge, our habitation. It costs something. It cost my God everything. My God had to become flesh and dwell among us. And he had to go through death. And he had to rise again from the dead. And he had to receive from the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost in order to make this life possible. But it's not only possible, it is inevitable. Children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. I'm not surprised that people are not waiting longingly for the coming of the Lord. They're scared. They're afraid. They're not ready. They're not getting ready. I'm so glad the Bible tells us how to get ready. Ye are clean through the words which I have spoken unto you.